This is For the Record. Something big happened last week. It didn't happen with a lot of fanfare, but it does say a lot about the health of the U.S. economy. In short, the economy is doing well enough that the U.S. government is going to stop propping it up. We're talking about one particular crutch called quantitative easing, or QE for short. This was a program that had the Federal Reserve buying billions of dollars worth of government bonds to stimulate the economy. Now, it's over.
In the last 24 hours, it was all about the Federal Reserve and QE3 coming to an end.
But say goodbye to new normal easy money. We're returning to old normal easy money.
Fed really emphasized the increases and improvements we have seen in the job market here.
I actually think the Fed got it right.
But this recovery is uneven, and some Americans still feel mired in the Great Recession.
My name is Beth Marfell. I'm 24. I'm starting to see that it's going to be much more difficult than I was led to believe it would be, especially with just a bachelor's degree in biology.
My name is John DiAmanda, and I work at McDonald's in Oakland, California. I ran a company called Real Clean Windows, and mostly I washed windows.
My name is Kim Grant Brown. I have lived in Memphis since I was born my whole life. I've built over 250 homes in the area.
In 2008, each of them started to see signs that the economy was faltering. Here's John DiAmanda.
That's the first thing you cut off when your shop's not selling as much, is you cut back on the janitorial work and the window cleaning.
Kim Grant Brown says at first, it felt like any other downward turn in the economy.
You have your ups and downs in home building. Home building is very cyclical. So we thought it was just a dip.
It wasn't. She got fewer and fewer orders for new homes. The bills started to pile up.
I know, personally, I paid to work for a couple of years. So
when you say you paid to work, that means you didn't draw a salary for a couple of years?
Absolutely not. No.
How did you get by?
I've always been raised that you save in the good times so that you have money in the bad times. And I always paid my bills, even though it was painful.
Around the same time, Beth Marfell was choosing her major at Sweetbriar College in Virginia. She was drawn to the music school, but she settled on science because she wanted something stable with a lot of career options.
I thought that I would, you know, have a few months of unemployment, taking odd jobs just to pay my bills. And then I thought, within a month to 3 months, I'll be employed. I'll have a job in science. I'll be starting my career. And that's just not what's happened.
A couple years into the recession, life was also getting a lot harder for John DiAmanda. His customer base was shrinking, so was his bank account, and when his car broke down, he couldn't get it fixed.
I ended up doing all the window cleaning by bus. So eventually, I wasn't even making enough to pay the rent, and I ended up getting evicted by my landlord.
So here we are in 2014. The economy is in recovery. How are these three Americans faring? Here is Kim Grant Brown of Memphis.
Now we're doing great. We have had really wonderful years, the last 3 years, actually. Definitely we're growing, we're expanding, we're hiring new people. Home building is such a huge driver to the economy. Every house built creates three new jobs. And so you figure if we're down nationwide, I know we're down by over half of what we should be. If we could just get the home building industry revved up and going again, the job growth would be exponential.
But for John and Beth, everything feels far less certain. For the past 4 years, John has been working part-time at McDonald's. It's barely enough to cover his rent for a bedroom that he has to share. That is a huge disappointment.
I thought my future was more or less, you know, secure. You know, I had hopes, real good hopes of having a good retirement and getting married and having kids. Now it's kind of up in the air. I don't know what's going to happen. I still have a dream, but it seems like on the wage that I'm getting right now, it doesn't seem likely that I'm going to be able to do that unless something changes.
And for the biology major, Beth Marfell, she spent many months applying for lab research jobs. No luck. Too many people out there with master's degrees competing for the same job, she tells me. Marfell is waiting tables and working as a part-time tour guide in Charlottesville. And even with $35,000 in student loans, she still hasn't given up on science.
In my dreams, I have my own lab, I'm doing my own research, and I have little underlings helping me out. Because, you know, it's that mad scientist dream, right?
But the life she's living now is not the one that she planned.
The narrative I've been given my entire life is, you go to college, you get good grades, you'll get a good job. And so I did all these things, sometimes when I really didn't want to. And it's just not worked out.
We asked Kim, John, and Beth to tell us the one thing they've had to sacrifice in the recession that they'd like to get back. For Kim, it was dinners out with her family. For Beth, it was more specific.
Well, I can't wait to have a paycheck that's steady enough for me to go out and get a burger and fries without worrying about my rent the next month.
And John, when he lost his two-bedroom apartment, he had to downsize. He got rid of furniture, his suits, shoes, hundreds of books.
You know, imagine if you had to get rid of everything you owned except what you carried in a shopping cart.
Life has changed for John. He doesn't have his own business, but he is working. He has a safe place to sleep. It is a recovery of sorts.